This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. House of Representatives Committee investigating the January 6th attack last year on the U.S. Capitol building has issued a subpoena to former President Donald Trump. The nine-member panel sent a letter to the former president's lawyers on Friday demanding his testimony under oath by mid-November and outlining a series of corresponding documents. The decision by lawmakers to exercise their subpoena power comes a week after the committee made its final case against the former president, who they say personally orchestrated a multi-part effort to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election. It remains unclear how Trump and his legal team will respond to the subpoena. Trump ally Steve Bannon has been sentenced to 4 months behind bars for defying a subpoena from the House January 6th panel. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has the story.
Bannon was convicted in July on two counts of contempt of Congress after refusing to testify before the panel over his involvement in Donald Trump's bid to overturn the 2020 election. This morning, a judge also fined Bannon $6,500, far less than prosecutors wanted. They allege he acted in bad faith over the committee's work, while Bannon's lawyers say he was simply trying to follow Trump's initial claims of executive privilege on his way to court. Bannon faced jeers but remained defiant, blasting what he called an illegitimate regime.
Their judgment day is on 8 November when the Biden administration ends.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
You can follow that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. You can also download our app. Just search for VOA News. This is VOA News. Following the resignation of British Prime Minister Liz Truss, the leader of the opposition Labour Party has called for a general election. Britain, as senior conservatives compete for the post, general election in Britain, as senior conservatives compete for that post. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Asked what his views are on suggestions former Prime Minister Boris Johnson is likely to enter the race, Keir Starmer says it's even more evident a new vote is needed in Britain.
I remind myself that only 3 months ago, Boris Johnson left office because most of those who were serving him on his front bench had declared that he was unfit for office. So to go from the kamikaze budget under Liz Truss back to a man that his own party has declared is unfit for office is the most powerful argument you could possibly have for a general election.
Starmer warns against a revolving door of chaos if it was left up to the ruling Conservative Party to pick the next Prime Minister. Charles de Ledesma, London.
In Ukraine, President Volodymyr Zelensky called on the West to warn Russia not to blow up the huge Novokakhovka Dam in southern Ukraine. Zelensky claims that Russian forces had planted explosives inside the dam and were planning to blow it up to cover their retreat. The presidents of the European Commission and the European Council, Ursula von der Leyen and Charles Michel, reiterated their support for Ukraine on Friday, pledging further financial support for the country's reconstruction after recent attacks on Kyiv and other areas. At a news briefing, von der Leyen said that funds are needed to help Ukraine's internally displaced citizens.
Ukraine has other needs that have to be addressed, for example, the mobilization of humanitarian aid to help the vulnerable in Ukraine to get through this winter. In particular, the more than 11 million internally displaced people by now who need support, who need access to water, electricity, heating, who need shelter.
Pakistan's election authorities Friday disqualified populist former Prime Minister Imran Khan from holding public office for allegedly concealing his assets, prompting his supporters to stage nationwide protests and fueling political turmoil in the country. The ruling alleges that the former cricket star turned politician had made a false statement and incorrect declaration about his assets before the Election Commission of Pakistan. The authorities said Khan's seat in the lower house of parliament is now vacant. Khan's party denounced Friday's decision as politically motivated and vowed to challenge it in high court. You can find more on that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.